time. First Samuel chapter 29, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Aphek, and the Israelites pitched by a fountain which is in Jezreel. And the lords of the Philistines passed by on hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed on in the rearward with Achish. Then said the princes of the Philistines, "What do these Hebrews here?" And Achish said unto the princes of the Philistines, "Is not this David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, which hath been with me these years, these days or these years, and I have found no fault in him since he fell to me unto this day?" And the princes of the Philistines were wroth with him. And the princes of the Philistines said unto him, "Make this fellow return, that he may go again to his place, which thou hast appointed him, and let him not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he be an adversary to us. For wherewith should he reconcile himself unto his master? Should it not be even with the heads, or should it not be with the heads of these men? Is not this David, of whom they sang one to another in dances, saying, 'Saul slew his thousands, and David his 10,000s?'" Then Achish called David and said unto him, "Surely as the Lord liveth, thou hast been upright, and thy going out and thy coming in with me in the host is good in my sight. For I have not found evil in thee since the day of thy coming unto me unto this day. Nevertheless, the Lord's favor thee not. Wherefore, now return and go in peace, that thou displease not the lords of the Philistines." And David said unto Achish, "But what have I done? And what hast thou found in thy servant so long as I have been with thee unto this day, that I may not go to fight against the enemies of my lord the king?" And Achish answered and said to David, "I know that thou art good in my sight as an angel of God. Notwithstanding, the princes of the Philistines have said, 'He shall not go up with us to the battle.' Wherefore now rise up early in the morning with thy master's servants that are come with thee. And as soon as ye be up early in the morning and have light, depart." So David and his men rose up early to depart in the morning to return unto the land of the Philistines. And the Philistines went up to Jezreel. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. This passage is kind of a head scratcher, isn't it? What is David thinking here? What is he doing? Well, this is a difficult passage. I think that David has gotten himself, if I can use a colloquial term, wrapped around the flagpole. He's confused as to where his loyalties lie. He has, like he said to Saul earlier, "You have told me, effectively, go serve other gods." And so, where do we find him? We find him with Achish in Gath, and he's ready to go out with Achish. Now, we're not told exactly what David's plans were, and this is something to consider. Notice where David finds himself in the array. And this is an important consideration. Okay? So, the army has gone up front by their hundreds and thousands, and they are put in battle array. And the king is where he ought to be in the battle, at the rearward, at the last part of the assembly. He is, you know, in other words, they got to get through all the soldiers before they come to him. Achish is in the place of protection, and David is back there in the back with him. And so it may have been David's design. This is about as charitable as we can be. It may have been David's design. "Well, I won't fight against Israel, but I will protect Achish." And so it's possible that this is what David is thinking. And still, it is not what it ought to be. David ought to be on the side of Israel, fighting against the armies of the Philistines, and especially the Gittites, the Gathites. And so David, even if we can offer him that consideration, he is still not where he belongs. This whole time in Gath for David is not a time where we would find much to commend David. The only thing we have found to commend David in, and it's good, we need to find it because it is there, is that he has been exemplary in his behavior answering to Achish. And so when we find ourselves, even perhaps in a work environment, in some other environment where we are supposed to answer to unbelievers, let us do it on that basis. Let us answer to unbelievers in such a way that our behavior is exemplary and commendable on all counts. Not to treachery, not to traitorism, because I think David may cross that line, but let us be exemplary in everything that we do as far as the commandments of God allow. And really, that's about as much as we can say to David to commend him here. It may have been that he thought to form a guard for Achish. All right, so then the lords of the Philistines jump up. Wise men. And they say, what is he doing here and his guys? These 600 men here, they don't belong in our army. What are you thinking, Achish? What if in the middle of the battle they recognize where their loyalties lie and they turn on us? They'll be back there in the rearward with you. How does that look? Does that seem wise to you? Achish, for his part, he defends David. This is how far David has been commendable in his service, at least as far as Achish understands it. So Achish rises up and desires to defend David, and then the Philistines, the lords of the Philistines, bring in their closing argument. Did you hear their closing argument? First they said, how else will he be reconciled to his master except by offering the heads of these men to him? And Achish, well, I don't... And then they say, is this not the David about whom it was said, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s? You remember over who that was said, Achish? One of our own, Goliath, you remember that? With that word, Achish turns to David and he says, you can't go. You can't go to battle with us against your own people. The lords of the Philistines say no. And so let us hear a good word from Achish then. Let us understand that although he was king, that he was a king with ears. That he was a king who would listen to good counsel from his men. And so he did. He hearkened to them, even over David's protestation. And so David turns back with his men to go back into the land of the Philistines. And we'll find out in this next chapter that the Lord has prepared a bit of affliction for David. And I'm not the first guy to say that that affliction is probably in regard to David being traitorous or treacherous here in Gath, that the Lord did indeed chastise him for that, and we'll see that in the next chapter in the situation of David's family and Ziklag. So, some things to commend here. We want to commend Achish for being a king with ears, a king that hears counsel. And we want to take that as a good example. We want to take David's example as far as we can take it to be commendable in every good thing that we can be, even when our relations are with unbelievers. We also want to have the wisdom of the lords of the Philistines, who were indeed very much protective of their own men, of their own people, which is what they ought to do as those who are about to go to battle. And so there are some good examples to follow here. And then we have the treachery of David, and of course, we don't want to follow that at all. All right, thus ends the reading of 1 Samuel chapter 29. Let's stand and continue praising God.